Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
9:15, and
with an equal opportunity,
my old friend Jake Johansson's here.
Thanks for having me.
And my old friend Tim Meadows is here, but Tim and I don't see each other very often. Jake and I actually have a place together.
Wow,
Canada.
That's nice to know.
It's in Canada.
The laws are different up there.
And Tim, you can come by if you need a place anytime. It's actually Saskatoon.
Okay, yeah, I'll be up there soon.
It's just fun to say.
I've actually never gotten up there. Steve got me to write a check, and I think right, he's mostly up there on his own.
Hey, you know what happened to me? I'm minding my own business. I'm not hurting anybody. And we have this thing called Antenna TV that Tribune owns. It's one of these tax dodge scam channels that we have. And they run all the old Johnny Carsons. And there you are, your first ever hit on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And I'm just sitting there watching you, thinking, that's Jake right there, his first time on Carson. Do you have any recollection of that?
Well, I have a vague recollection. I remember that time. It was exciting to be doing the I'd already done Letterman, so I'm doing The Tonight Show. My manager, it's in L.A., so everybody, all your people can come and act like they're helping you.
Yeah.
They want to come to The Tonight Show to help you be on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
So right before I'm going to go out, they're going to open the curtain. The band's playing. They're coming back from commercial, and Johnny's going to introduce me for the first time on The Tonight Show. My manager goes, Jake. And I look over at him like, I'm getting ready to go through the curtain. I go, what? He says, don't F this up. that was his helper advice.
So that is sweet.
That's sweet.
It's really helpful.
Story.
How long did he work with you?
He's got Alzheimer's now.
I'm sorry to hear that, but how long did he work with you?
For a few years.
Oh, really?
He was my manager for a few years. It could have been a mistake to let him go, but he had some good. So that Antenna TV, they tweet out to you that you're going to be on the show that night. And so not that one, but another appearance on The Tonight Show. They tweeted out, and it turns out I had forgotten this. I had forgotten that I was on The Tonight Show with Richard Pryor.
Whoa.
Yeah, how could you forget that you were on
until
with
Pryor? I saw the tweet. I don't know how
Who
I did
are
that.
You? You
I
have
know.
Changed.
It was like the worst. Like, I wish I had a story about that, but my story is the worst story. It's like I forgot I was on The Tonight Show with Richard Pryor.
Was he hosting or was he?
No, he was a guest, and he was on.
He was plugging one of the Gene Wilder movies, right?
He was on with his daughter, and they must have released some commemorative. I need to go back and watch it, but I don't think I have Antenna TV in my package. And the Johnny Carson organization is pretty tough about, like, you can't just go online and watch this stuff.
No, it's a mob operation. Yeah, completely. Let me tell you what's going on. Jake's going to be at Zany's December 1st through the 3rd. Is that right?
It's now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Why are you here if it's December 1st and the
3rd? No, it's now. I'm here. I'm there now. I'm at Zany's downtown tonight, and then I'm out in Rosemont tomorrow night. I don't even know what the dates are, but if you're listening to this, it's today and tomorrow.
Is
this available on the internet?
My notes are never wrong. You can't appear now until December 1st and 3rd because of my public proclamation.
Well, I'll try and come back, but I think I have another gig that weekend.
It would be the oddest thing if you just swing in. Yeah. So tonight on Wells.
Tonight on Wells Street, there's two shows, 8 and 10:30.
Yes.
But you can check the internet for those show times. And then tomorrow night in Rosemont. It's nice because they drive you to you're practically at the airport.
Right.
And then you do your shows and then you get on an airplane and you go.
Yeah, well, if it doesn't go well, they can get you out of town really quickly.
Man, don't you ever wish, Tim, that they had a flight like after that late show Saturday? Mm-hmm. I would so go to the airport and get on a plane at 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
just,
I would too.
See you later.
Tim Meadows got a brand new, and by the way, congratulations on this because I think this, am I right about this? CBS All Access, this is their first commitment to comedy?
It's their first sitcom or yeah, it's the first comedy show for the CBS streaming
side. Called No Activity. What's the premise?
Premise is two cops on a stakeout watching two criminals in a warehouse. And the conversations that happen between two people sitting around with nothing to do but waste time.
Right.
Like, and it was originally an Australian TV show. And they the Funny or Die people bought it and brought it here.
What have they done?
I don't know.
Yeah, fairly successful. Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, who you on with? Who's your co-star?
Pat Bramall, who is the Australian actor who created the show.
I don't know. You love him? He's great.
I love him. Yeah, he was fun. It was funny because he did an American accent.
Was he good? Was it convincing?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. But it was weird because he would do it all day long. Like, he would never drop the accent. So we'd be eating lunch and he would still be talking like an American.
Right. If I
was, if I was doing an Australian accent, I'd have to do it all day long.
Yeah, because you're afraid you'd drop it, right? You're afraid you'd lose it?
Yeah, I guess he must. But it seems like American or English, I don't know, American accents seem like it would be easy to just drop and do. I can't even do an Australian accent.
I can't even do an American accent.
Hello, matey.
Yes.
No. Is that something? What is
like
that?
A pirate.
I don't know about that. I feel like that could be English. Yeah, but it's obvious to them that we're messing it up.
Yes.
And that's why I couldn't. I wouldn't be up for that. God bless him. He's doing it.
Yeah. I never said anything like shrimp on the Barbie or anything.
They
like
don't
that,
even no. say that here's over one, there is what I heard. They don't even say that. They
just you've been to Australia?
I've been to Australia, so they taught me say rise up lights. Like rise up lights. It's razor blades. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights. 20 minutes to master that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
People are driving in their car doing that right now.
Yeah.
Rise up light.
Rise up lights.
They go to work and annoy their friends, come home tonight, annoy their family all weekend. Rise up lights.
I don't think you're saying it right. So
well, you're so judgmental about my Australian accent.
Well, I think that's what this segment is all about.
You're not coming to Saskatoon next time. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, I don't have the exact address.
Again, don't come to Zany's December 1st to 3rd to see Jake Johansson.
No,
he's not
come tonight. Come tonight,
tonight
and then
tomorrow.
Also tomorrow. But there's probably a great show there December 1st and 3rd. But
always
I
is.
Can't. What has that person ever done to help me?
Zero.
Yeah, so I'm not into that.
And I know it's not me. I'm not there December 1st.
That's
so.
Good. Do you know where you're going to be December 1st and 3rd?
December 1st, I'll be Zany's at the airport. Is that one?
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
that's the Rosemont Zany's.
Yeah.
That is the airport Zany's.
Airport Zany's.
In the lobby of the hotel where they put you up for the Rosemont Zany's, mm-hmm. there's a board that with the flights. This is the gate where your flight to L.A. is in the lobby
in
of
the hotel.
Hotel. That's how
so
close
sweet.
We are to the airport.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
CBS All Access, when can we get the show? Is it up now?
It starts on the 12th. And then they roll out a new show every week.
12th November or December?
November.
Okay, so this weekend.
Yeah, I would not be here for a December 12th
No, we're
show.
Promoting December shows.
I should leave, guys, because I got nothing to promote in December.
Oh, you got a light month?
Very light month in December, yeah.
We just found out we live right next to each other. Well, not right next to each other, but pretty
close
in L.A.
Yeah.
But
you guys have met before, right? Before the green room?
Well, we met before in the green room.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you knew each other.
I think maybe we've crossed paths, but not really had a conversation or anything.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah. And we live really close to each other.
I feel like a mm-hmm. Jewish comedy mother. I just put you two together. Yeah.
Or just a comedy mother is fine.
Yeah. I don't know why you had to put the Jewish thing in there.
Yeah.
It's just a cliche. I don't know if you two
get
out much.
You're not Jewish.
I could be. It's 9:23.
Anybody could be. You have to ask three times, I hear.
Is that right?
Yeah, they won't just let you in right away. You say, I'd like to convert to Judaism. They go, no, we're not accepting any applicants.
Serious
you
enough.
Have to ask three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
I should have written that down. It's 9:23 more with Jake and Tim Meadows, who's threatening to leave, but we're going to try to keep him around for a little bit. It is snowing and accumulating in downtown Chicago.
It looks like a snow globe in here.
I can't agree with this.
It was nice yesterday, so I don't know what kind of infraction somebody committed.
Every year at this time, it gets cold and it snows. It's almost like a pattern.
This is God punishing Chicago for dying that river green.
All right. Yeah. We'll take that as well. Yeah, good point. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Tim Meadows is here. No Activity, a comedy series. Yes, that's right. He's doing comedy. And it's from the people that bring you Funny or Die. CBS All Access is first original comedy. Premiere is again when?
On November 12th.
What time? Whenever I want? Like at midnight, could I get it?
I think you can get it November 11th after midnight, but that's still November 12th.
And do they do the whole series thing so you could, binge watch it like the kids?
No,
do?
They roll it out one episode every week.
I feel like that's a mistake on their part. I know you can't weigh in on this, but I think they should put it out all at once.
Yeah.
Do all your shows, Jake.
I'll tell them.
All your shows are being released tonight, tonight and tomorrow night.
Well,
shows.
Look, there's probably somebody videotaping this with their phone. It's going to be on the internet later. Yeah. You can't control anything.
It's not just somebody. It's Andrea.
Yeah,
that's how the only way to make money now as an entertainer is to charge people to get into a room where you are and then talk to them for an hour.
I get sponsors lined up outside.
That's why I'm doing the zanies, because that's just how I have it figured out. It's too. I'm like an old guy. Just give me $20 and I'll talk to you for an hour. That's how I do it.
Zanies on Wells tonight for Jake at 8:30 and 10:30, 7 and 9:30 in Rosemont. Tomorrow night, zanies.com for tickets. Have you guys ever come close to doing anything together? I know you haven't done a bunch of acting, but you've
done
shows.
This is the beginning of our future.
Are you pitching Tim projects?
This is our farewell tour.
Really?
That hurts. I thought we were just getting started, but we're also wrapping it up.
Yeah.
So
tonight is Zany's. I'll come up. I'll go open and do like 20 minutes, and then I'll leave.
Yeah, and then walk on for Jake on No Activity?
Well, it's too late for that, but maybe next season.
Yeah, it's too late. They already shot it. But if I think I can buy advertising space on the show online, I'll be able to do my own show inside of their show.
Yeah, you can, probably. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
How are the families? Your family good? How's your little girl?
Yeah, she's good. She's 13. She's not little anymore. 13. She's tall. She's playing basketball. She's, she's 13.
Did you dig the moat around the house to keep the boys away and all that?
We're not having that with boys right now.
No,
she's
not
super into the boys.
Dig the moat. Moat to protect her.
I think I'm just going to go old school.
Go to moat.com. It's my, website. Come out and dig your moat.
Well, she is concerned now that we're monitoring. We got this app now. So she's got her first phone, and there's an app that you can get called Life 360. So you know where her phone is at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you right now she's at school.
Except you don't know how many burner phones she has.
Yeah, she left it with a friend.
I told her she's got to pay for college, so however she figures out how to do that.
You know, she in the phase where she argues with her mother about everything and then comes to you because, you know, she knows she'll get her way?
No, I try not to get involved in between that, but they do argue a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. They both seem to enjoy it, so.
So it's like a family activity.
I keep telling my wife, you know, she is 13 and you are a grown-up. You can't, how can you be this mad about what shorts she wants to wear to school? How can this make you that mad?
Tim, you have kids, right?
Yeah, I have two boys.
And how old are they?
They are 14 and 16, soon to be 17.
Still sponging off here, or are they out there working?
They're sponging, but it's a good sponge. I don't mind it right now. And
So 14, 16, what is it, junior and a freshman kind of age?
Yes, freshman in high school, and my oldest son goes to Lane Tech, which is a school here in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's 6'1", which surprised me and my ex-wife that he got so tall. He is mine, though. I'm positive he's my kid.
Right.
But how do you know? Did you have him tested? The way you said that you're positive makes me...
I saw you on Maury Povich. It worked out well for you.
Well, no, I trust... Yeah. I remember the night that it all happened.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. I'm 75% sure he's my kid.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story to tell him soon.
Yeah, I'm saving it for his...
Yeah, for the right moment.
For his wedding night.
And what are the kids into? What are your kids into?
My oldest son is into swimming. He's on the swim team there in Lane and water polo. He's the first in a long line of medals in the water polo field.
Right.
I was surprised that happened.
Were
a water polo guy too?
No, I didn't even know what water polo was, and I thought it was like a made up game. Like,
it sort of is a made up game.
Horses in water. Okay, yeah. But no, he digs it. He's really good at it. And
the 14-year-old?
14-year-old is into basketball.
So you got a couple of jocks, a couple of athletes.
Yeah. The oldest one is getting into plays. He does plays also. So he did a play at Lane Tech recently called Blythe Spirit by Noel Coward. And it was interesting to watch. Kids, they sort of try to keep it to the original script,
right?
You know?
And it's about grown-ups.
Yeah, it's about grown-ups, and it's smoking and drinking all through the play. So you got kids like pretending to light up cigarettes who don't smoke at all.
Right.
And they're like fidgeting with the cigarettes and lighting it as like no person would ever light a cigarette.
Well, since you and Jake are refusing now to work with each other since you've done this show, maybe your son and your daughter. Is your daughter in the show business at all?
She is. I think she's going to sign up for this thing that they're doing at a junior high in L.A. Santa Monica, to do a play. They do a musical. But it's like every musical, you know, it's great if you get a big part. But if you're like the reporter or the grocery store clerk.
Well, I've got the perfect vehicle for this because I've got a new off Netflix channel. It's like off Broadway, but it's off Netflix. It's not quite Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going
to
be great.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to get my daughter in a series that I just shoot on my phone. I just shoot it on my phone. And you have to watch it on my phone, too. I edit it, and then you meet me on the street and ask to see it, and I go, okay, well, let's sit down.
Can we pay you to watch it, too? Is that
you have to pay.
There you go.
Yeah, you have
There's
to pay.
There's got to be money in there somewhere.
You would not believe what they're charging to sit here. One more blatant plug with you guys when we come back. Stand by for that. But first, the big story next on 720 WGN and CLTV.
WGN Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. College basketball tips off tonight. Northwestern opens play at Allstate Arena against Loyola Maryland right here on WGN at 7:15. We've got Northwestern football tomorrow. The Wildcats hosting Purdue. You'll hear that game over on AM 1160.
Tim's a Chicago guy. Tim, can we get you to the Northwestern? Are you a Northwestern fan? I mean, can we get you all wired and crazed up about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, good try.
Disappoint you. You can try. It's not going to work.
Well, no, I don't feel like I want to try now. I mean, well, I just feel like you're willing
I want to you to try now because it seemed sort of exciting at
well,
first.
Well, Dave is the voice of Northwestern football.
That's okay. I mean,
oh,
I think...
congratulations.
Thank you, Tim.
It's a great school.
It's been 30 years, but you hadn't had a chance to say it until now.
No. Yeah, I've been meaning to get a message to you for the past 30 years.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, really good work. Those Northwestern games are so... they're having a good season, right? They won some games.
Yeah, they are.
They're playing Purdue this week.
And the basketball team is going to be really good, and they start tonight.
Do you cover basketball, too?
I do.
Oh, great.
I do.
Yeah. You're my best friend, then. Cool.
Yeah, well, are you going to come to a game?
I'd love to come to a basketball game.
Oh, okay. We can make that
happen. So we'll hook you up with tickets.
He will?
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
I will. Absolutely.
Right. This is one of those fake showbiz things.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen. Oh,
yeah,
we're going to hang out after the show, and then you never hear from him again.
Oh, yeah.
Did Johnny do that to you when you were on the Carson show?
No, he doesn't even play like that.
No?
You know you're never going to see him again until the next time you're on.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, back to you.
Okay, I meant it sincerely. The NBA, anyway, we'll have both those games, and again, the basketball game tonight, 7:05 for the pregame here on WGN. The NBA is expected to announce today Chicago will host the All-Star game in 2020 at the United Center. The drought continues for the Blackhawks, 2 goals or less in 9 of the last 12 games. They're back at 500 after losing in Philadelphia 3-1. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, Connor Murphy, the only goal for the Blackhawks who play on the road again tomorrow at Carolina. Thursday night football, Seattle over Arizona, 22-16, but Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman out for the year after rupturing his Achilles tendon. Bears great Joe Fortunato, part of the 1963 championship team, has died. He was 87. Danny Trevathan among the Bears sidelined by injury at practice yesterday, leaving his status iffy for Sunday against the Packers. And former Bear Martellus Bennett cut this week by Green Bay, picked up by the Patriots, but now comes an ESPN report that Bennett was playing with a torn labrum and a torn rotator cuff. Cats return to Ryan Field Saturday to take on the Purdue Boilermakers at 6 p.m. Tim's going to be there. Get your tickets now by visiting nusports.com. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
Yes, Jake.
I just have a question. What's a labrum?
A labrum?
It's in your shoulder.
Dave, stand up. On the anatomically correct poster of Dave, where would your labrum be?
Well, your rotator cuff's here. Your labrum is somewhere in that general area.
Okay. Yeah. Right. You have any other questions about anatomy?
No, that's all.
I got to jump on WebMD, Jake. I could give you a better answer.
This is a great thing about Chicago. Not only do you give the Chicago teams, but you also talk about players who used to play in Chicago and now are 3 teams away and what they're up to.
Because we never forget them around here.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice.
Well, Dave also has a weird form of payola. Every time he mentions labrum, he gets $100. Yeah, he works right into every
the
story.
National Labor Institute.
Right. He licenses it. Are we taking a break? What are we doing?
No, we'll do a little
weather forecast.
It's snowing out there. This is going to be about an inch of accumulation, possibly a little bit more today. A high of 33, tonight's low 25. Saturday, cloudy, a high of 40. And Sunday, rain in the morning ahead of the Bears game. Mostly cloudy then for the rest of the day with a high of 43 degrees. Our current conditions. Right now, it is snowing. 19 at O'Hare, 21 at Midway, 26 along the lakefront. Wind chill now 6 above. Your next news update will be at 10 o'clock. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
I recently hurt myself while I was asleep. Yeah, if that's never happened to you, the way it works is you go to bed, you're fine, you feel great. And then you wake up and you've got like an athletic type injury. And, you know, it hurt like you ran to first base too fast or something. So you walk around and people can notice it and they'll say something to you like, oh, what happened to you? And that's when it gets kind of weird because you're like, I don't know, because I was asleep at the time. And that's bad because normally, you know, if you hurt yourself, you'd like to be able to say, oh, I'm not doing that again. Right, but I'm not sure what it was. And I have to sleep tonight.
That's a good point. It's a problem.
Every night I face danger. Look it right in the eye.
Jake Johansson on Wells tonight. Not just on Wells. You actually be in the club at Zanies, 8:30 and 10:30. Rosemont tomorrow night, 7 to 9:30, Zanies.com. Tim Meadows, new activity. No, Steve, no activity. Brand new sitcom on CBS All Access. We believe you'll be able to download that as soon as midnight tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's streaming. I don't think you can download it.
Oh, stream it. Yeah, it's on the 12th.
Steve doesn't know the difference between those two things.
Oh, yeah.
But watch this. Oh, it's streaming.
Yeah. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
it's internet-y. It's internet-y.
Which internet is it on? The main one?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, the main
it's
one.
On the big one.
You doing any stand-up anymore?
I do, yeah. I was performing in Reno, Lake Tahoe last weekend to sold-out crowds at the Laugh Factory.
Who demanded more?
They loved me there. It was really fun, and that was where I did the guy asked me to do 39 minutes.
We were talking about this off the air. Before you go up on stage as a stand-up, you have a certain amount of time you're supposed to do, and the headliner's usually 40, 45, maybe an hour. Jake does a six-hour show, which you're really going to enjoy.
Well, it is. Zanies. It's got to be funny for people listening who have regular jobs where you get there in the morning and you're there for 8 hours,
plus
an hour of lunch, and we're at a job where they're like, could you just do work for 39 minutes?
But 39 is just such a weird time, amount of time to tell you to do.
Yeah, I thought it caught me by surprise, but I was very happy because I can do an hour plus, but for somebody to go, we're going to pay you the same amount, but we want you to do like, you know, a quarter less of what you usually do.
And then that extra 21 minutes, that's your time.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Tim time. We call that Tim time.
I'm going to walk around the casino and just chill out.
You know? Now, you get usually a guy in the back with a flashlight that shines it in your eyes. So at 35 minutes, do they give you the light?
Yeah, he said, can you do 39? I smiled and said, yeah, I can definitely do 39. And then I said, give me a light at like 37. I'm going to wrap it up as soon as I see that light.
Right.
And that's what I did. He flashed it, and I was like, well, people, it was fun. Let's review what we talked about tonight.
Right.
And then I just closed up.
And then he had 6 minutes to clear the place and get him back in the casino.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. I had a great moment, though, this past show. A guy threw up during my show, which was really fun.
As a tribute?
That's nice.
I don't know. It wasn't a tribute to me. That would have been nice. But he just got sick. And then he sort of like passed out in a way, you know, like he's on the ground.
Not good.
And the people around him were like, you know, trying to help him up. And I was like just trying. I was like, hey, is he okay? You know, and they were like, yeah, go ahead and keep doing your show.
It's a weird kind of entertainment that we're in.
Yeah.
Kind of stand-up comedy. Like, nobody's getting pass out, throw up drunk on a Broadway show.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that that ever happens.
Yeah.
But people do it at comedy clubs. It's all not the all the time. But in a course of a year, somebody's going to throw up.
Yeah. This guy passed out. It was crazy, man. And I felt like I should, you know, do something. You know what I mean? Like,
helpful.
Right, but if his friends are going, tell your jokes.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to
do? They were like, go ahead and do the Don Cheadle bit you were doing.
It's like, well, turn his head sideways so he doesn't drown in his own vomit. And then I'll go on with my show.
And then I'll keep going, yeah.
You got a favorite stage story, something happened in the audience?
I was in St. Louis one time. Just this story reminded me of that. And, you know, sometimes there'll be people coming into the show, and you can tell that they are going to get thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just say, look, you can't come in, you're drunk. Because that they don't believe it.
No.
Right.
So you have to let them come in, and then you have to tell them to be quiet, and then you have to let them disobey, and then you throw them out. So it's like
it's a four-step process.
It's like 10 guys or something. So the door guy throws them out, and then he notices that they left a guy. There's a guy on the floor, like passed out, that they just left there.
They left a guy. They didn't leave a phone. They didn't leave a wallet. They didn't leave a coat. They left a guy.
And when the door guy goes over, he realizes why they left him, because not only has he passed out, he's pooped his pants.
Oh, no.
And they didn't want to come back and get him. But
I don't blame him.
Come back and get this guy.
No, you don't. Not in that case.
But that's, I like to say that's how funny the show is.
Wow.
That might actually happen.
And what a sweet way for us to end.
Is that going to be the end? I didn't know that was going to be the finale.
Yeah. No, that was our closer.
Yeah.
Well, great. I told a story about a guy throwing up, and you told a poop story.
Yeah. Congratulations.
If that doesn't make you want to watch No Activity and go to Zany's, I don't know what you're going to do.
Maybe they could stay for 37 more minutes.
39. We'll give them a full 39. You on social media?
I'm you know what? I'm sort of protesting, and I've gotten off. I have Twitter and...
But you don't care if people follow you or anything?
I don't care. It's locked, so they can ask me to follow them, ask to follow me, but I don't.
You have to allow people to follow you?
Yeah, I blocked my Twitter because people are just mean.
They are.
Like you make a comment about anything.
And Twitter's mean.
They will. I got called all kinds of like I don't even want to say, but it was just horrible. And I was like, okay, enough of this. You're not my fan,
right?
No, that's terrible.
Why should
that's
I be
terrible.
Nice to you?
I'm still lucky that people who are following. I'm not famous enough for people to hate me yet.
Oh, good.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you. I made that level.
But it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You want to plug any social media or just Jake?
Yeah, well, I'm at Jake This on Twitter and my website's jakethis.com and you can unlike me on Facebook, but you have to like me first before you can unlike me.
Right. Okay. It'd be cool if the guy that nearly died at your show was following you. You know, it's a special connection between the two.
He didn't nearly die. He just passed out and pooped.
Oh, you don't know that. You didn't pick him up.
I didn't. No, I don't touch people who I don't know if that's happened to them.
I don't blame you.
I shouldn't say that. I'm a compassionate person. I've got a heart.
It's a good rule to follow.
But he brought it. I have to say that he brought all of that. He overserved himself.
Yeah. Well, we hope that's what happened.
Think that's what happened.
Was the next audience after that like, what's the smell in here?
It can't be.
You know, the funny thing is, I only know this after the show. The rest of the show was going great, and they were in the back.
Yeah.
So I only heard the story when I was finished. But all this happened while I was on stage.
You know what it goes to, and this is a better place to end, right? Tip your waiters and waitresses, not just on this show. Each morning. Mm. But the people that work those tables at comedy clubs, I think it's some of the tougher waiting jobs you're ever going to have. So be nice to those servers.
Well, look, everybody wants to be a big shot. This is what I would say. Everybody wants to be a big shot, right? Everybody wants to be Donald Trump or some kind of millionaire.
He's not a great example.
They don't want to be him. But everybody wants to be Richard Branson. And all it costs to be a big shot is a couple bucks. You know, whatever tip you were going to leave, throw a couple extra bucks on there. You're a hero. You're a big shot.
That's a great point.
It's the best value going.
That's a great point. It's well said.
Yeah.
Tim, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you.
Yeah. And tell the boys hi. Good luck with them.
Thank you.
Lane Tecker, right?
Yep.
And good luck with your daughter and her incredible fights with her mom.
I'm going to need a lot of luck.
Yeah. You know, what we could do, Jake, is we could have our kids play basketball against each other. My 14-year-old boy is a basketball player.
Oh, if he comes out, my daughter does this clinic. Seriously,
yeah.
It's a fun thing.
We'll exchange.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a cage match. Can we end on that?
No, okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to shoot it on my phone, and you can pay me $20 to sit down next to me and watch it.
You guys should talk about your landscaping.
And I can help you get hooked up into Tim's social media. Yeah. I like to think if I gave vouch for somebody, you would let them
follow
you. I
would let them in, yes.
Yeah.
If you guys could pause for just a second. It's 9:55. We're back in a moment, but these guys will be gone on 720 WGN.